Good morning. It's a Tuesday morning, post-Memorial Day, and we're with our political observer, Alan Chartok. We really have come down to the last few days before the on-air front drive. Monday, June 3rd, and in the lockbox at this moment, Alan, $348,260.
So what we have is four working days to do this in, and then the weekend. But the weekend generally doesn't really bring in a lot. So we need to get to the $500,000 mark, approximately $150,000 in 4 days. It won't be easy. We have done similar things in the past. It all depends on whether people really love it and want it and say I could put a small amount in or a large amount. There'll be both. Hey, everything has a lifespan. You know, maybe this is it. Maybe this is the end. I got a letter the other day saying, don't scare people. What can I say? It's on all of us. We know we can do it. We've done it before. If we can't do it, it means it's the end. Now you have Donald Trump out there this morning denying climate change while the networks are putting pictures of the Alaskan ice melting before our very eyes. And this guy is saying a couple of things. One of them is about climate change, and it isn't there. Yeah, it's there, Mr. President, and you are a disgrace to this country by denying that it is, because we are seeing in the Midwest tremendous numbers of tornadoes and other things that are happening, and if it isn't climate change, it appears that way to an awful lot of people. So it can't be helping him. The kids are leading the way on climate change. They're the ones who are out there insisting that we look out for their future, and they are right. You have this president with climate change, and now he's saying that Kim Jong-un is his friend and a good man, despite the fact that virtually everybody else knows that he is a brutal dictator. And one can only wonder what the hell he's thinking or doing as he basically approves these short-range missile flights, which the Japanese are understandably afraid of. So we have a very, very difficult situation. I keep blinking my eyes and hoping I'm going to wake up. In any case, if you want it, WAMC.org. We desperately need to make this now. It's going to mean everybody doing everything they can. Let's get it done now. Everybody put something in. We can do it.
Show the love. Well, German Chancellor Angela Merkel, Alan, is warning against, quote, dark forces on the rise in Europe. She had an exclusive interview with CNN's Christiane Amanpour on Monday and says, in Germany, obviously, they have to be seen in a certain context, in the context of our past, which means we have to be that much more vigilant than others, of course, referring to anti-Semitism.
Hey, David, let me tell you something. If anybody deserves a Nobel Peace Prize, it is Angela Merkel. The idea that she would talk to a country which still has more than a few anti-Semites in it. We see a high governmental official saying that Jews should not wear skullcaps, kippah, because it's too dangerous to do that. You know, this woman, unlike all of the fearmongers in each of these countries who has basically made the decision that they will feather their own nest by insisting on keeping the foreigners out and dealing with the kinds of things that has led to wars in the past and statism. And there is nothing that I respect more than this woman and what she's doing. And you compare her to what we've got here, it's quite something.
From there, Alan, let's talk about New York and the end of session. There are a number of issues to be decided, and one now which seems to be closer is marijuana, as they've amended a bill to match Governor Cuomo's plan, legalize the recreational use of marijuana, and we're winding down the session quickly now.
Well, on the marijuana thing, it's quite simple. I suspect that Governor Cuomo put his position into his budget request, and they said no. And he said, okay, let's get it out of the budget. We'll handle it later. They want marijuana in New York. I want it in New York because I live in Massachusetts, and the lines are down the block at the marijuana place here in Great Barrington, and there are four more coming. At least that's what we're told. I think that there's one issue, and I don't know about this, whether the governor really wants the marijuana. Remember, David, he told us quite a while ago that he thought marijuana was a gateway drug, and he was against it. And then during the election, he got sort of pushed from the left, and he said he was for it. Now, one can only wonder whether he really wants it and whether he'll bring something else up if they match his needs in terms of what the bill would have to look like, which includes a commissioner of basically of marijuana. One thing that I also think here, David, and that is I'm not hearing much about ethics reform. We see a series of mayoral and gubernatorial fundraisers that are, to put it mildly, obscene. And I know that the governor always has said, when everybody else does it, I'll do it too. But in the meantime, we're seeing $25,000 a ticket to a fundraiser. The New York Times had that story. Hey, you know, it's really time, because nobody gives you that kind of money unless they want something from government. It's that simple.
Finally, a reminder of how to handle failure. Bill Buckner, the baseball all-star whose career with the Boston Red Sox was marred by that infamous error during the 1986 World Series, has passed away due to dementia at the age of 69.
Yeah, fairly young man in these days. It's really too bad. He had a 300 batting average. He was a superb baseball player. Sometimes you make one mistake in life, and that's it.
So don't make yours. Go to WAMC.org and help make this radio station whole. It doesn't take much, but you.
It does, David. I'm depending on all of us as a community to do it. For everybody who's done something already, we thank you. For everybody who can do a little bit more, we hope so. For all of you who have not done it but plan to do it, today's the day. We really got to do it. We have $150,000 to make in only 4 days. We can do it, but if we don't do it now, we'll have to sit here until it is done.